KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. San Antonio's double overtime victory over Oklahoma City on Monday night was the most watched Game 1 in Western Conference Finals history. It averaged 9.2 million viewers across NBC and Peacock. The audience peaked at 12 million for the second overtime. Monday night's game was also the second most watched in this year's entire playoffs. It's a strong start to the conference finals after the first two rounds averaged 4.5 million viewers across ABC, ESPN, NBC, and Amazon Prime Video. That's the highest average for the NBA playoffs since 1997, and it's a 16% increase over last year. The NBA All-Rookie Team announced yesterday with Cooper Flagg of Dallas, Con Knipple of Charlotte, and Philadelphia's VJ Edgecombe being unanimous first-team selections. Also making the first-team All-Rookie was Dylan Harper of San Antonio and Cedric Coward of Memphis. The NBA will announce the All-Defensive Team tomorrow, the All-NBA Team on Sunday, and the Coach of the Year set to be announced on Tuesday. Aaron Rodgers announced yesterday that the upcoming NFL season will be his final one, saying this is it when asked about the future beyond a 23rd season. The 42-year-old Rodgers back with the Pittsburgh Steelers for a second year. This will be his 22nd year in the NFL as he's a four-time NFL MVP, future Hall of Famer, helped the Steelers win the AFC North title last year. The NAACP and the Congressional Black Caucus have launched a campaign urging black athletes, families, and fans to boycott athletic programs at public universities in several southern states over what they described as voting rights restrictions. The Out of Bounds campaign, announced this week, calls for withholding athletic and financial support from schools in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, also Mississippi, Texas, and South Carolina. The NAACP argues those states have taken actions that weaken black voting representation, and they say that college athletics in those states rely heavily on black athletes. The Milwaukee Brewers got a great start from Kyle Harrison yesterday as they would beat the Cubs 5-0 to sweep their first series of the season between the top two teams in the NL Central. Milwaukee's Kyle Harrison struck out 11 over seven shutout innings. David Hamilton had three hits, scored two runs, as the Brewers are now 14-4 over their past 18 games. The Toronto Blue Jays would defeat the New York Yankees 2-1 following a rain delay that lasted more than 2 hours. Toronto's rookie Trey Savage allowed just two hits over six shutout innings. He had eight strikeouts. Meanwhile, Cam Schlittler, he allowed just two hits for New York. Shohei Ohtani homered on the first pitch of the game, then threw five shutout innings, allowed three hits as the Dodgers shut out San Diego 4-0. Ohtani lowered his ERA to 0.73 over eight starts this season. Cleveland's Angel Martinez hit a tie-breaking triple in the 10th. Jose Ramirez followed with an RBI double as the Guardians would beat Detroit 3-2. The Tigers have lost five straight and 13 of 15. They're in last place in the AL Central at 20-30. They're 8.5 games back of first-place Cleveland. The Washington Nationals returned to 500 for the first time since the first week of the season. They beat the New York Mets 8-4. Tampa Bay Rays continue to roll. They scored four times in the eighth inning yesterday as they sweep Baltimore 5-3. The Rays moved to 9-0 against American League East opponents at home this season. They begin a three-game series versus the Yankees on Friday. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.